Good morning. It's Monday, July 1st, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, Utica Mayor Michael Galeem and Police Chief Mark Williams have pledged full transparency in the aftermath of a police officer shooting a 13-year-old boy. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. The New York Department of Motor Vehicles is now offering custom license plates for all 12 of the Zodiac signs. The City of Utica, in conjunction with the Utica Center for Development, will host the annual Independence Day Parade at 10 a.m. on Thursday, July 4th. Major changes will soon be underway for Utica's Broad Street corridor, as the city was awarded over $4 million to improve road conditions. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. On Friday night, a Utica police officer shot and killed a 13-year-old boy on Shaw Street. In a press conference held at Utica City Hall on Saturday morning, Mayor Michael Galeem and Police Chief Mark Williams addressed the community, emphasizing their commitment to transparency. Mayor Galeem spoke with the family through an interpreter and assured the community that the city will prioritize the family's needs. More than 100 members of the Karen community and other local residents attended the event. Due to the emotional atmosphere, officials eventually moved to a private room to speak with the media. According to officials, the incident began when police detained two juveniles as part of an ongoing investigation. One of the teens ran and displayed what appeared to be a handgun. During the pursuit, officers struggled with the teen and ultimately shot him. It was later determined that the item was a replica pellet gun. The officers have been placed on administrative leave with pay. Both the city and the New York State Attorney General's office will investigate the shooting, with the AG's office making the final determination on the justification of the shooting and any potential criminal charges. Chief Williams emphasized that the investigation is ongoing and body-worn camera footage from the officers involved will be reviewed and released in its entirety. Chief Williams also highlighted a troubling trend of increasing arrests of young juveniles with firearms. In light of the incident, the police department continues to meet weekly with the County District Attorney's Office and Family Court to address the issue of juveniles and firearms. These meetings focus on training and legal updates for officers. Chief Williams acknowledged the challenge ahead, noting the need to rebuild trust and respect within the community despite the circumstances. We'll continue to follow this story and provide updates as they become available. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, Broad Street in Utica is set to receive over $4 million for major improvements aimed at accommodating pedestrians and cyclists. This funding is part of a broader effort by the New York State Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration's Transportation Alternatives Program, which allocated over $97 million to communities across the state. The plan for Broad Street includes reducing the current four lanes to two, adding bicycle lanes, and constructing medians. City officials will seek input from residents and business owners to ensure the design meets community needs. Utica Mayor Galeem highlighted the historical significance of Broad Street and the need to adapt it for modern use, supporting mixed-use developments and residential projects. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at youaresentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at youaresentinel.com/subscribe.